Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler for Petersfield Shine Radio. At the last Petersfield Town Council meeting, which was held last Thursday, the 22nd of February, an application for funding was requested by Hampshire County Council for the shortfall of £102,624 for the Pullens Lane project. Concerns raised by councillors in regards to the emerging plans and why it was only now that it was just being brought to their attention. Ben Kennedy from Hampshire County Council gave a presentation to give an overview as to why the application was requested. What I've tried to do is to give an overall flavour of the questions and the whole debate so that you can get an idea and the reasoning behind the decision that the Town Council finally made.
The point here is that you're asking us and making a proposal for us for the $102,000 shortfall to complete phase one. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So, councillors, would like to ask a question. Councillor Petchy first, sir.
Thank you, Chair. It's a question for you rather than Ben. Where's the money going to come from if we say yes?
Okay. So,
because that's quite important to whether it's some reserves or whether it's some
indeed.
106 or...
Indeed. And Councillor Shawn and Neil may also chime in. It doesn't matter. But in principle, we have approved 100K for this year, okay, and we've approved in next year's budget 50K. So in total, we have 150K. About last November, like I said, I promised this council that I would come back with a consolidated proposal, a plan proposal, over a number of maybe years where we would make significant investment, but also I would hope to see investment from other local government agencies. I'm not at that point right now. What is at this point is Ben's coming here to make a proposal because he would like to try to get the project going, and it is a priority project. So we have to decide whether or not we want to, in good faith, go ahead and just say already two-thirds of what we've set aside we want to put for this project and help it reach the full definition of the stage one or not. And this is a big decision because what will happen for the next phases? What will also happen for the other projects that are listed that are very important?
Chairman, I would just, the direct answer to Councillor Petchy's question is that those monies will be held from the budget that we set, so from council taxpayers' money, and that's in capital earmarked reserves.
Capital earmarked reserves. Councillor Farrell.
I'd just like to ask what the other layers of government are giving towards this project, because I've heard money coming from us. I haven't heard any money coming from them other than grants that they're trying to get.
Well, Rob, do you want to try to attempt to answer that? Because you have done in the past anyway.
The bulk of the money for all of this is coming from S106 funding from developers, of which a large chunk has gone, 75% of that has gone to the National Park. None of that goes to the district council because they're not the planning authority. 25% of it goes to the town council. So effectively, the developers are paying for this, either from the 75% that's going to the National Park, or the S106 originally determined by the bodies for that, which is held by the National Park, or the 25% of SIL that's held by the town council. So the district council is not the planning authority. Therefore, they get no money from developers for developments in Petersfield, entirely goes to the National Park.
Just to clarify.
Councillor Vincent first, and I'll come back to Councillor Farrell.
I've heard so many different stories about what this is going to look like. Has Mr. Kennedy got any plan to show us? Because I've heard it, one-way systems, blocking off roads, sending people down Sussex Road, and that's a nightmare. Or sending through housing estates, which also is a no-no. Have you got a plan to show us exactly, because it's different to the one that was at the consultation, I understand.
Yes, I mean, phase one is what was shown in the consultation, with the exception of the Durford Road crossroads, which since, because of the accident at the last year, in the last 6 months of 2023, we are looking at introducing an experimental scheme on Durford Road crossroads, Pillars Lane, to try and improve and reduce the collisions there. If you don't have an image of that with me to hand at the moment, and we are still working on those proposals, so we are not in a position to share that publicly at the current time.
Yeah.
Okay. So, no. But I should emphasise that we're not, the funding for that has coming from the county's road safety reduction budget. So the funding we're asking you for does not relate to that element of the experimental scheme. That is something that has been funded as directly by the county council.
Thank you, Ben. Councillor Farrell.
I must say that I have an interest in this. Actually, four councillors sitting in this chamber at the moment who have a very close interest in this area. And I'm amazed to see that you're intending to block off one end of Durford Road and make it one-way traffic. And this fascinates me because in the original plans that Councillor Dewey and myself were shown, it was blocked off, and we said that we actually thought this was out of the question. And at the consultation, when I asked where these particular plans were, I was told that you've discounted them. I now find that you've ignored the consultation and you are planning to block off the road, irrespective of what we, who represent the local people there, are saying to you. We haven't got personal interest in us, although one of our members will have, because he leaves the area to go to work at around 7 o'clock in the morning, as a number of working people from the area do. And it's going to cause considerable inconvenience. And all I can judge is that you're having these consultations and then just setting them aside. And tonight you've asked us to take part in several consultations. Why should we bother when we know that you couldn't care a darn about what we think about?
So when we spoke at the consultation workshop in November, there were no plans to do any further amendments or experimental schemes on Durford Road. In December, there was the further collision involving an injury. And based on that, we had further discussions with our road danger reduction team, and they felt that the additional cumulative collisions in that last 6 months of the year, it reached the point where further action was required in a shorter period. We then also analysed the feedback from the consultation post-Christmas, and there was a very strong response from the majority of the respondents to the section on Durford Road's crossroads asked for further work to be done, and it didn't go far enough. We sat down with our colleagues in the different teams and departments that have been involved in the project, and used that information and that feedback from the consultation to inform the emerging experimental scheme that we are working on. And I should emphasise that it is still emerging, and we will be ready to reveal what the proposals will be shortly.
Councillor Dewey first, and I'll come back to Councillor.
Thank you, Mayor. Ben, I've sat through Teams meetings, I've gone to the consultation with you guys. As a stakeholder for this project, I'm very disappointed that this isn't going back to the public to assess and discuss the changes that you guys are making at the Durford Road crossroads. There is a reason why we sit out in a public consultation. It shouldn't be decided in a closed meeting that you're making additional changes that the stakeholders are not being consulted on. I think it's totally disappointing that you've asked us to be involved for probably 2 years or so now, and right at the final minute, you ignore us and you don't even invite us to a meeting. Secondly, I'd like to understand where these costs have come from, because the costs are very expensive for the whole project, and as a council we don't see any breakdown of these costs to understand why they're so expensive to deliver the whole project. We've just got a list of numbers, and as I said, I just think we'd be much appreciated for everybody if the Hampshire County Council give us a breakdown to understand why this project is going to cost so much to deliver, and you need this extra funding. I'm sure there's other ways of reducing some costs to achieve this extra money you guys need. Thank you.
Ben, do you want to say anything at this point, or?
I can just say that, you know, we've been involved, you know, in very extensive consultation because of the you know, sensitivities around here, and that's partly due to resulted in the increased costs. And clearly, construction inflation and inflation across the board has you know, been you know, a big factor in the last few years, why costs have gone up. We have provided a breakdown of the schedule and rates to PSG and others in the past, and we can certainly provide more information on where those additional costs have come from. With regards to consultation, you know, any experimental scheme coming forward, we will, the first 6 months of any proposals will be seeking feedback and input from the residents and from the councillors. And this is certainly not, you know, a fait accompli, and, you know, the whole point of any experimental scheme is to respond to the feedback that we're getting and to see how it works, really, to see whether it's doing the effective job and what the impacts will be. But like I say, it's still evolving, and this, you know, it was taken to PSG, and we had the agreement to proceed with the outline proposals, and we are currently working on those at the moment.
Ben, just one reminder before I go back to Councillor Farrell. Would you just repeat the one of the reasons why you're expediting this is because of the recent accident, is that correct?
Yes, the recent accident in December, which was another collision injury, and it involved the not stopping at the sort of Deptford Road and Heath Road crossroads. Which several of those accidents in 2023 were similar circumstances, and hence why we've decided to go ahead with this experimental scheme to try and resolve those problems and reduce the conflicting movements and the number of cross movements at the junction.
Councillor Farrell?
Did you want to stop
Oh, sorry, Councillor Vincent. I beg your pardon.
I thank you. It's really a question of, rumour has it, and town is full of rumours about this, that you're going to close off the make it one way, almost willy-nilly, for a year. Is there any truth in that rumour?
So part of the experiment scheme, one of the options here we're looking at is at the junction to not not make the entire length of Turbot Road one way. It's at the access at the crossroads to make it entry only from there at the crossroads. And that's one of the experimental scheme we are considering. As I said, further work is ongoing, and we yeah, we're not in a position to release anything or release any design proposals at the moment, but I should say that we are just talking about a section of about 10 metres from the junction.
Councillor Page, and I'll come to Councillor Holmes in a second.
I just want to just clarify, so this plan and these works have been brought forward because of the accident that happened in December. So if you don't secure the 106 funding from the Harroway development of 125k, you said that when you first spoke, and correct me if I'm wrong, that would then have to be incorporated within phase two and phase three. Now, looking at the paperwork, there's no funding secured for phase two or phase three. So would that, first question, would that then delay this work? And secondly, if you don't get that funding, would you then come back, end up coming back to the town council to ask for more money?
Phase one, we would scale back the project if we didn't receive the 100 million, the bid from the town council. And so we'd only focus on the Durford Road Crossroads and the Tilmore Brook section. So anything north of Moggsmead or anything south of Durford Road, there would be no, we wouldn't be able to afford any of the traffic calming interventions then.
Sorry, I said Councillor Holmes next. Yes. I'm sorry, Councillor Holmes.
Sorry, I think if you're going to make that one way, I think you should consider that a lot of the traffic will decide to go through Rival Moor Road and through the council estate where there's children playing. They won't go back down the end of Durford Road where I am and on the corner and round. They'll try and cut through the council estate. So I think you should consider that that's not a good option, that to keep it two-way and not one-way at all, because we as local councillors will be have our doors banged by local residents to say what the hell's happening and what are we doing about it. So I think you should consider not doing that at all, because it will cause accidents through Rival Moor Estate where there's children playing and dogs going across the road and whatever. So I think you should consider not doing that at all. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Thank you. I've just heard that you're almost saying if we don't give you the money, the second phase and third phase will not happen. You know, this project has been needed for 40 years, and it just feels like that we're being forced to put our hands in our pockets of the taxpayers of Peaksfield to get this delivered right at the final moment. You know, I think it's, if proper costings were shown to us all earlier in the time, then, you know, we would have had a better breakdown and understanding of everything. As a resident who's lived in this ward, and it is my ward I look after, and I've been looking after these residents through many organisations and a councillor for since 2010, so this is very dear to my heart. You know, accidents have been on this crossroads for 40 years, and you're making a decision now for something that happened in December. So this is long overdue, and I feel it has to go ahead. But I feel we're being forced to actually say and make a decision, and that probably give this money. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, I apologise for not standing up before. I find it fascinating that people can make a decision based on one accident and put themselves into a closed room and make a decision. It's about as effective as Councillor Jury and myself deciding to make a decision about roads in Portsmouth that we've perhaps visited once. We live on top of it, we've got personal interest in it. There have been accidents going on here for a very long time. If you close off the end of that road, the traffic is going to be veering left to go round and down Rival Moor Road or through the estate. But watch out, because the junction at the bottom of Rival Moor Road, Harrier Way, that bit, is much more dangerous than the Durford Road one. And there's going to be problems there. And I've got residents from that area nodding like mad at me now because they actually agree. So I would ask you please to think again, because you may well have a riot on your hands.
And on that note, I will just say again my final statement about this, because I need to bring this to a vote, because it needs to be brought to a vote. First of all, Ben, thanks for taking our questions. I know in the PSG how hard you work and what you've been doing and trying to bring the project forward and for the safety of our residents here in Petersfield. I'm very grateful for the work that you do and appreciate that. But I have to say that I cannot support this proposal at this time. And the reason why, I go back originally to the promise that I made to you back in November, is that I would come with a consolidated plan for all the projects and the placemaking MOU, and to show what our contribution would be for each one of those projects, and in a phased manner. I have not done so, and therefore I cannot, out of principle, vote for this amount of money.
I'm not proposing, I've got another question.
Yeah, okay, Councillor Tron.
I just want to confirm that if we don't get this money, the work at Durford Rose Crossroads will still go ahead, the crossroads itself.
Ben, would you clarify that situation?
Yes, the crossroads in Tumblebrook will still go ahead.
Thank you.
The rest of Pullens Lane that won't.
Yes, and I should also clarify, I'm not opposed to giving money in placemaking. So I'm still an advocate for placemaking, and I want us to be able to actually increase our budget at a later stage. But I promised you a consolidated plan, and that's not yet here. Ben, I think that's pretty decisive. There isn't a seconder, and therefore it's not voted upon, and therefore it's not carried at this time. But I would like to say, again, that this council's not opposed to supporting the scheme, doing the work at Durford Road. We're not opposed to our commitment and making our commitment to the MOU and funding our fair share of that. And we need to do some more work, perhaps maybe at the Petersfield Strategy Group, for us to come back with a more consolidated plan. But we thank you for your time, and that's the decision of the council.
I hope that has given you a good overview of the debate. I would like to take the opportunity to thank the town council for allowing me to record the session. And as we all know, this is an area of great interest to everyone in the town, but especially those that live there. It is my hope that it has given clarity to how the decision was made. You have been listening to Julie Butler at Petersfield Shine Radio.
The Petersfield Seed Swap is your chance to plant some ideas for your garden.
Or on your allotment, Claire.
Of course, Steve. We'll be there to help you pick up some inspiration and advice.
And enjoy some specialist talks from experts.
Helia Bowling will be in town to help you start a cut flower garden.
And I'll show you how to plant an amazing veg plot.
Plant some ideas with us at the Petersfield Seed Swap.
It's on Saturday, the 9th of March at Winton House in Petersfield Town Centre.
And it's funded by the UK Government through the UK Shared Prosperity Fund.
And you'll find more details at shineradio.uk.
Happy gardening.